The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're wondering what the NBA record is for most points in a quarter, you just watched it.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was Bob Fitzgerald on the call.
Vince.
NBC Sports Bay Area, Klay Thompson's 37-point quarter against the Sacramento Kings. Hey, listen, Klay Thompson makes his return tonight to the Bay Area, and make sure to listen all day today because we're going to give you an opportunity to win a Klay Thompson jersey. It's in the 12 o'clock hour today on our show, and then the 4 o'clock hour during Willard and Dib show, you have a shot to get a Klay Thompson jersey. That's going to be at noon. Will be your first crack at it. And then at 4 with Willard and Dibs. But Daryl the Guru Johnson and myself are out here at Thrive City.
Yeah, it's thriving
and,
too.
Having a good time talking about Klay Thompson and his return, Goo.
And seeing all the nice people coming up giving us love, Snotty. Nothing better than that, man.
That's always a good thing. We're on remote. You know, we got. It's a nice car right there.
EQ5
wow.
Mercedes.
They're just bringing out
EQ.
There's a lot going on here, Thrive City. So if you're down here,
Georgia plates.
If you're down here, come by and say hello. Let's go out to Amy in Alameda to start. What's going on, Amy? How you doing? Hi.
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for your show.
Sure.
I just wanted to say about Klay, you know, I am a diehard Warriors fan. I got my Warriors sweatshirt on right now. I'm on my way to school. I'm going to not even come home. I'm going to stop at a bar and watch the game after school is out. And I wanted to just say about Klay, you know, I think, of course, he's going to be a little bit salty, but also he is trying to establish himself in a new team with new fans. He can't make statements about how he still has love for his old team, so I can understand that. Plus, Fairweather fans were not nice to him when he needed the most support. And so I get it. You know, I'm always going to root for the Warriors. And I'm going to root for Klay, too, as long as he's not playing against us, right? But, you know, other than that, I'm going to support him because I'm so grateful for everything that he did for us, really uplifting our cities, uplifting our area, uplifting the sport. All of that, I will always. So if he wants to be upset, you know, his feelings are hurt, I get it. I give him a pass.
Thanks, Amy. Appreciate the call.
So Amy's basically, if I could, what I got from her, Stani, 34 from Klay tonight. Warriors win by 6.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. The one thing that just crossed my mind during the break when I was thinking about Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Is Klay the best all-around player of the three of them?
There's no doubt. Curry's closed that gap. You asked me a question, I answered it. And the chef, we love him, but you remember that used to be old saying before the chef improved his D that Klay used to guard two men. You know, he would guard Steph.
I never heard that joke.
Well, it wasn't a dude, but I'm just saying. The chef knows I love him, but he's all-time iconic. But you said what? You hated my phrase years ago. We got into a two-way player. I believe he was their best two-way player.
He was
in his prime. Clay.
Yeah, I mean, look, he scored 25 a game and defended the best guard on the other team.
Oof.
And did it at an incredibly high level. Whether it was Westbrook, whether it was Harden, whether it was Ja Morant, anybody. Let's go to Steve in Fairfield. What's going on, Steve? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Sure.
I'm going to miss Clay a bunch like everybody else, and I already do miss him a bunch. Steve Kerr is a great coach, but you used the word disingenuous, and you were right on. If you remember what happened in his last year, was he was benched for Brandon, and he was coming off the bench. There was a lot of meetings going on between Clay and Kerr trying to figure things out. Clay wanted a bigger role again. Clay came back to being a starter, the whole contract situation. And I like Steve, but what Steve was coming out to the media and saying, and I'm going to quote him, he was saying, we're desperate. We love Clay. We're desperate to get him back. But the Warriors weren't acting desperate to get him back. Desperate is, look, man, I'll pay whatever you want. Let's have you. What contract did you want? So, and I know the Warriors had their reasons for that, and solid reasons for that, but they were disingenuous. You don't come out to the media on several multiple interviews and saying, we're desperate. We love Clay. We definitely want him back, when you know that's not the case. That's the only mistake I would put on the Warriors. And I think that's left a little bit of a bad taste in his mouth. And I think he's going to have a long sit down with Steve Kerr someday, but I think they'll patch it all up. I really do.
Yeah.
Too much good history.
Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one, Steve. And I get, you know, the Warriors, I get why they did what they did in terms of strategically. They didn't want to pay Clay the kind of money that he wanted. When they were asked about Clay Thompson, they always said, you know, we want Clay Thompson back. And, you know, I always remember thinking to myself, yes, at a certain price. And they weren't able to come up with that price. But when I look at the entire situation, Goo, I don't have any acrimony toward the Warriors. I don't have any acrimony toward Clay Thompson. It ended the way it ended. And I'll tell you what, a lot of times when things end, it ends worse than it ended with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. I think it was time. I think they've both moved on. And I think down the line in a few years, he'll come back and he'll get his jersey retired or however they're going to do it with Steph and Draymond. And this thing will all be over. But right now it's still pretty, still pretty sensitive.
No doubt. And I'll say this, I'll just put myself in Clay's shoes. And you, Evan Spadoni, and I have gone over this, and I stand by it, Stoney. But I mean, these guys are family. They've been through so much, and it all, to me, from afar, Daryl Johnson, who I am, I would have a problem if you and Evan didn't go to bat for me. And I'm not saying I know Steph and Dre didn't go to bat for him. But if I'm Klay Thompson, there's no way in hell we built this thing. And you guys, even if there was a disconnect with management upstairs, the buffer that I have between two of the most iconic Warriors in Dre and Steph, I guess, Donnie, I know you can tell me, wake up, Goo, life doesn't work that way, but I'm a lover, not a fighter. I would just do everything under the sun to tell my boss or the bosses, you can't, whatever happens, he can't leave. He cannot don another uniform. He did, and I just find it human if Clay has some resentment, not from what he perceives they did, but maybe what they didn't do. I don't know, but that's a natural thought.
With who?
With if I'm Klay Thompson. Like, you guys, like, come on, we're the Three Musketeers. How are you going to allow me? Like, you got the leverage to keep me here. And some could be driving around saying, Goo, you're crazy. But they're all intertwined. And that's what shocked me that he got to this point.
But why did Clay tell Steph not to go to bat for him specifically then?
Well,
I think he knew that his time was up here.
That golf outing when nothing was said, but now we understand that maybe the handwriting was on the wall. I guess, Donnie, I'm wrapping it up with, it should have never... I could look at it like it should have never got to the point to where something wasn't offered or there was no conversation.
Well, what would it have looked like if they wanted him back? I mean, like, that's what I mean. I mean, there was no avenue for him to come back. I don't think you could not ask him to come off the bench for the Warriors.
So now it's okay. I got you. Now it's about role. I'm asking. I'm not. I'm saying. I don't disagree. My thought was, Steph, Dre, could get all the parties in the room, say what he's thinking but what and if what that can't
wasn't,
happen.
But that wasn't best for the organization.
All right.
That's the way I'm looking. I look at it now. It wasn't best for the organization, for the Golden State Warriors, to re-sign Klay Thompson. And you know what? It wasn't best for Klay Thompson to re-sign with the Golden State Warriors. I think both sides came to that conclusion, and that's why he's not here. And I don't think Klay not being here is a mistake. Oh, the Warriors made a mistake.
But I didn't say that.
But I also don't think, oh, they made a great decision not bringing Klay back. It's just the way that it all came down, and the Golden State Warriors front office didn't really prioritize Klay Thompson. And to the amount that he wanted to be prioritized, and it was time for him to move, and he did.
It's interesting. I'll just double back. I don't know if you remember the show, but Evan said it. I'm speaking for Evan. You said it, that you would not want me to go talk to the boss about anything you had going on in regard to your possible departure or you staying at the job. And I'm one of those guys that some could say mind your own effing business, but I would do more, and I wouldn't listen to you two to go try to fix it. So what happened?
They couldn't have fixed it.
Okay, and there you go.
Like, they couldn't have fixed it.
I got my hands up.
Even if Draymond Green and Steph Curry went in and said, we got to keep Klay, okay? Well, we're not paying him $30 million. Like, I just don't – I think it just came to its natural
conclusion. And maybe they could have met with Klay, too.
Who?
Just them two. Go have a drink. Invite him over and be like, dude, are you really – like, I'm just asking, Stani, are you really –
Neither side wanted it.
I got you.
Like, Klay didn't want to be here, and I don't think the Warriors wanted Klay here anymore. And
– I got it.
I mean, it's just –
life. I hear your business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like, how were they? They weren't going to be able to retire together. The three.
See, teams. And that's what it stems from then, because I thought, Stani, they were on the fast track to, you know, especially after that 2022 chip. You know, when he came back against Cleveland in January on that Sunday night game here at Chase, Stani, and I'm not apologizing for how I feel. I just wish it could have happened. It didn't, but I'm just wondering and putting myself in the situation what I would have done and maybe wanted you or Evan or Spadoni to do for me, even if I told you not to do it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I actually look at it as, yeah, this is the way it was meant to be.
Mm.
It really was.
You could be totally right, man.
Let's go to
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike in Concord. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to touch base, and you guys kind of covered it, but number one, 37 points in one quarter, I don't think that will ever be done again. I mean,
man,
you can't even fathom that happening again, because it's amazing, and so kudos to Klay for that. We'll have that, I think, as a history. But as far as Klay leaving, I mean, I do think it could have worked out. I know that you guys, you know, there's a lot of talk about it. It just wouldn't work out. I think maybe a little bit of ego on Klay's part, because he's talking about wanting to get paid for the player he was, but he also has to realize the player he is now, and it is a little bit different, right? So I just wish it could have worked out, because the fact of having those three right off into the sunset together, you don't hardly ever see that in sports in any league. So it's really unfortunate that couldn't happen. But I do think Clay has a little chip on his shoulder, and I'm just hoping at the end of all this that him and the Warriors can actually talk stuff out, and when Clay actually does decide to retire, it could all be put to rest, and both sides could end on a happy note, because yeah. I think both the organization and Clay deserve that. I think the fans deserve that. But yeah, I think Clay's coming in tonight with a little chip on his shoulder, and I think he's wanting this one bad, even though he's trying to downplay it. And I love Clay, and I root for him, but I hope he does have a good game. I just hope the Warriors beat him tonight.
Appreciate the call. 888-957-9570 is the number. Clay Thompson and the Mavericks were in Denver on Sunday. Going to play a little sound here. This is Clay Thompson talking about, and this is what has some people talking about what Clay said about coming back and maybe how he's feeling. Let's roll this one. This is F-188 on the game tonight and how Clay's feeling. Take a listen.
It'd be good to see people that you grinded with, obviously. But to me, it's just another regular season game in November. Obviously, there's bigger implications with the NBA Cup. So that's what's on our mind, is just to win that, because I haven't been a part of it yet. I know it's young, but it'd be fun to play for that title.
It'd be good to see people that you grinded with, obviously. But to me, it's just another regular season game in November. Obviously, there's bigger implications with the NBA Cup. So that's what's on our mind, is just to win that, because I haven't been a part of it yet. I know it's young, but it'd be fun to play for that title.
That was Clay Thompson talking about the Emirates Cup, and I can't even believe he referenced it.
But that's who he is, right? He's like, again, we don't know what's going on deep down. Something is, Donnie. A lot of feelings and emotion, right? Tidal waves worth of emotion. But I love it. Like, that's Clay Thompson. He's talking about the cup.
Let's listen to F-189. This is on compartmentalizing his emotions tonight.
Do you think it'll be difficult to kind of compartmentalize just everything that you're probably going to feel going into that arena and actually playing in the game?
No, I don't think so. I've been doing this a long time, and basketball is basketball.
But Clay, you've never been in this situation, though. I hear him, Stoddy, but you've never been through this. This is your first time home, man.
Yeah, and let's finish up with Clay talking about the matchup against Golden State, F-190E.
Probably share my knowledge with my teammates and coaches and try and limit what they do well. Obviously, a high-volume three-point shooting team. And switch a tone on defense. So we'll go into Tuesday trying to counteract those two aspects.
Yeah, so I think it sounds to me like Clay's going out of his way to really, absolutely, positively downplay this game tonight and try to treat it like another game. And whether he's able to do that and the fans are able to do it remains to be seen. But he's not giving anybody any bulletin board material, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what, though. What I love about this matchup tonight is he can't control what the hosts are going to do. And the hosts love you. The fans love you. And there's going to be, I believe, Donnie, quiet on the set. Curry's probably going to get the mic and give, you know, Clay his credit and just do. So I get why Clay's kind of doing that, Stoney, because he can't control what's on the other end, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, the one thing that I think people heard him say and weren't crazy about was a story that Mark Spears wrote in Anscape, and Spears talked to him on Sunday, and he asked him, you know, about sentimentality, and Clay said that chapter is over. He said, I'm locked into this team right now, and he was asked about Draymond and Steph, and he said, you know what, I'll see him when I see him. And that's you know, that's the way he chose to answer that question, and I think a lot of people interpreted it as, you know, he's not feeling too good about the way things ended. Plain and simple.
Well, and I read that article, Scotty, but I'll say this. It's not like they're in Daytona Beach and, you know, he ain't hooking up with his guys. He's got a season to prepare for, and so do the Warriors. So it's all love, I have to believe, but it's just something I believe that Klay Thompson, I know, Stoney, that I don't know, is that he is not looking forward to this at all, and it's coming too soon.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you make of the Klay Thompson career in Golden State that came to an end at the end of last season? He's now with the Dallas Mavericks. He's a four-time champion. He got here shortly after Steph Curry got here and formed a backcourt together that Mark Jackson said was the greatest shooting backcourt of all time. And when he said it, it might not have been the case, but I think many people agree that Mark Jackson was absolutely right about that one a few years later.
Where were you at on Klay coming out of college?
I never knew anything about him. Absolutely.
That's amazing. And why the draft is in all sports, what Brock Purdy on line one. But, I mean, man, Stoney, I never thought, you know, this dude would have the career he had and be the marksman he was.
888-957-9570. Let's go to Al in San Pablo. What's up, Al? How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. I just think that Klay Thompson's career at the Golden State Warriors was amazing. And his departure, I don't think it was because the Warriors were disingenuous. They really wanted him. It turns out they offered him more money than other teams did as a free agent. I think, though, they felt that Klay Thompson would be better for the team if he came off the bench, just as Buddy Hield is coming off the bench right now. And we can see that by doing that, they were able to pick up more players, such as Melton, Slow-Mo, who I call Smooth-Mo, and they're able to pick up additional players that has now made them a better team than last year. So if Klay had accepted that role, he would still be here, I think. And then the Warriors would be as they are right now. Just my opinion. But I know that Klay wants to start because that's how he feels. And that's okay. So I understand why he left.
Yeah, and the one thing that I wish I knew I had all the names in front of me, but it's really tough to ask a player of Klay's stature to come off the bench for the team that he always started for.
And he did it for a bit.
Yeah, and you know, I remember looking at Tim Duncan's career numbers, and everybody thinks Duncan went to the bench late in his career. He didn't. He always started for the San Antonio Spurs. So I just think asking Klay to come off the bench on a non-championship type team was going to be a pill that's too difficult for him to swallow. And it's,
but like, do you think it would be the difference of him staying or going, though?
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
Like I truly do. I wouldn't have. How can you be Klay Thompson and you're coming off the bench for Brandon Pajemski and you're playing for the Golden State Warriors? Like, I wouldn't want to do that either.
But to his credit, he did it and ended up getting inserted back into the starting lineup. But we're talking about, forward.
He wasn't going to sign up for it again.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not saying he should have started, or I'm not saying he should have should have endeavored to come off the bench, but I think asking Klay, especially with Steph and Draymond still in the starting
lineup,
that's
got to be tough, man.
Look, it doesn't have to be personal, but the reality of the situation is the Warriors paid Draymond Green, they paid Curry again this past offseason, and they didn't want to pay Klay Thompson, and that's the bottom line. The Draymond and Steph were higher priorities for the Golden State Warriors than Klay Thompson. Those are facts because Klay's not here.
Yeah, and he could feel some type of way about it, and not the Steph part, but the Dre part. There's no doubt that probably had a lot to do with it.
888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru with you outside Chase Center at Thrive City, and things are starting to pick up here. They're putting the, what are those things called? The metal detectors are out. They got some cars coming out here.
But all this art of clay from Shamari Smith, Steiny, artists throughout, I don't know where they're from. It's incredible.
Yeah, they got that up on the big screen.
Talent.
And 888-957-9570 is the number. Don't forget, at 12, we'll start the process of giving away a Klay Thompson jersey. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump in and talk about how you remember Klay Thompson. And the bottom line is, are you sad that he's not here right now, or do you just think it was time for both parties to move on and everybody's in a better place right now?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.